views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree on Transformation Talk Radio. And every time the energy gets high in my house, my dog wants to bark. That's okay. He'll be quiet in a few minutes. Hi, Dr. Pat. How you doing?
Yeah, I just did a show with Darcy Pariso, who is an animal communicator, and we were talking about just exactly this. Hi, Bree. It's great to be here.
Thank you, and I'm really glad that you're here right now. You know, I don't know if you listened to my last show last week, but in 2013, the Divine Mother Mary came to me. And it was like a week and a half after my mother passed and transitioned over. And she said to me, when the time is right, you know, would you be my voice? Will you learn a new healing technique? And with great humbleness and honor, I said yes. But I didn't know what I was going to experience.
I know.
You've been through some of the journey with me. And I want to thank you
for
allowing me to come back. You know, because normal radio stations would say, okay, put the money up front right now. You're coming until you come back. I want 6 months ahead of time. But you didn't do that to me because you knew what I was going through. You know, a good portion of it. So the thing is when I decided I was going to be her voice and do her healing techniques, I was learning all these different techniques without touching people. And which was really cool. The listeners can't see my hands, but I would just run my hands like this very softly and gently over her, over my client. It was a woman, right? And I'm running the energy very gently. And that went on for a little bit and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I was working on one person and this big brick house landed on top of me and beside me. And I said, I know who you are. And when I said that, Master Jesus asked me, may I run my energy with you, along with Mother Mary? And it was hard because I had the masculine on the left and right, left. Anyway, so Divine Mother Mary was running through the left. Master Jesus went to the right, and I did my healings, and I ended up channeling him, and I've never channeled him before, and that was a big thing for me. And when I said that, I was like going, okay, you can't do this to me. You know, you can't. And they need to find an easier way to do it. You know, there had to be an easier way. And so they found an easier way. They actually braided the energy together. And it runs smoothly through my hands now. It comes through the body, and I'm not shaking. I'm not feeling all this hard energy. But we're going to talk a little bit about how it affected me. And now we got Teresa on the phone, and the three of us can talk about this. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Bree. Thanks for inviting me.
No, thank you for being here, because you saw a lot of what I went through.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so grateful to be on this, you know, path with you. It's been quite exhilarating of a ride and very insightful. And I just am so thankful and so appreciative. I'm just excited where we go from here. So this is going to be a great show.
Well, hold on to your hats, girls, because we're going somewhere. So I want to talk about the physical. You know how I always complained about, you know, I gained this 40 pounds and all this stuff. And I had, Judy Kelly and I were laughing about it because it was like, we had to gain this weight to bring these energies in and stuff. And we kind of made a joke out of it, right? But I couldn't eat. And I was drinking Frappuccinos like crazy. I tried Dr. Pat's diet. Couldn't eat that. I was just like, what am I supposed to do? So I just ate and drank what I could. And, you know, I just knew that whatever I did, it would be okay. And so, you know, Dr. Pat, I know you have things that you have to do.
Yeah, yes, that's great.
Thank you for popping in.
You bet.
And we'll just take it from here. God's blessings. I love you, and thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. Rock on, ladies.
Thank you. All right. So, Teresa, let's talk about the physical that I had to go through. You know, it wasn't easy. It was not easy. So what did you see from that point of it? On the physical effect, what happened to me was the weight gain. I was tired all the time. I couldn't sleep. Even though I was tired, I would have to take Benadryl or something so I could sleep. And I'd only sleep for a couple hours. And I thought, when is this going to stop? When is it going to stop? And then it was like, what are you going to do now with this physical problem? Well, I had a stroke, I had headaches, I had, you know, different things, and I had to find out why I had to have the stroke. And the stroke basically happened because a part of me had to die and leave so the higher self could come in. And I mentioned that last week, and I thought more about it, and I was like going, okay, I can do this. You know, my face cleared up because I had mentioned the right side of my face had dropped. And then it was like, I can do this. So we got through the physical part. And as I was going through the physical part, I was going, what's next? Well, then more physical problems happened. I was trying to eat, and I couldn't, and I had to go back to liquids, and I was doing organic soups, and that didn't work, and I had to go to water and lemon, and, you know, all these different things. And, you know, when we come back, I'm going to talk more about the physical effect. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Teresa, I want to get to the physical effects that you noticed in me.
Oh, my gosh. It seems like, Bree, you know, when I first met you, you had pneumonia. And I thought,
That's true.
Yeah. And it's been quite a journey because it's gone from one physical activity to another. Just when you would think that you would be through one, you'd get a little bit of a relief, and some days it wouldn't even be like a day or something. But I can tell you, between a few years ago and now, you're not the same person from a physical standpoint. You look totally different. You have beautiful gold hair now. You used to have a little more white in your hair when I first knew you. And so to watch this actual physical transformation, but what you had to go through to get there is absolutely amazing. I tell you, if I hadn't been there to witness it, I don't think I probably would have believed it, that anybody could go through what you've had to go through to bring these incredible messages through.
That is so true. Sometimes I thought it was unbelievable also, Teresa. I thought, how much more can I stand on the physical, being sick, lots of hot baths, laying in bed for days, get up for a few hours and go back to bed. You know, I didn't know how much more of that I was going to have to take. But, you know, it's been all worth it to me. You know,
absolutely.
The physical, I can change it. I can change things that are happening now. Once I embraced all the physical issues that I had to go through, it helped a whole lot. But when I had to, you know, be off the air and be in a cocoon in my house for, what, 3-4 months, I didn't see you. We just talked on the phone.
We talked on the phone every day, multiple times.
Right. I mean, you know, and that was the only thing that would really give me sanity is talking to you. And, you know, and Kelly, my husband, he was like, going, how long is this going to last? I don't know. I really don't know how long it's going to last. You know.
Mm-hmm. You know, what was so interesting to me, Bree, was to go through this, your eating changed so much. And it really blew away a lot of our preconceived thoughts about how we eat and what's good for us.
Right.
Yeah, especially when you had to consume quite a bit of sugar. It's like, oh my gosh, isn't that going to harm you? But it didn't.
It didn't. That's the whole really strange thing that I found out.
What a surprise.
All those frappuccinos every day, yeah. One a day. I mean, who goes and gets caramel frappuccinos every day? I should have gained 100 pounds, not just 40,
I know,
right?
I was getting very jealous.
And I'm thinking, why did I have to have that? But the sugar helps sustain the mind also, because there's days I became lethargic and so tired that I needed something. I tried vitamin B, B12s, B6s, B complexes. I tried everything. And that would be the only thing that helped me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for green drinks, whatever. But, you know, finally, I came to the point I embraced the physical. And once I embraced the physical, especially in the last few days, it's really made a difference. Actually, the last week, it made a difference. You know me, I don't like to weigh myself. And I weighed myself yesterday, actually. And I got on the scale this morning. I'm going, 3 pounds? What happened? And I realized I needed to embrace what was happening to me on the physical level.
Isn't it amazing when you surrender to all of that and just let it flow? It's like everything kind of goes into a divine order, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, I know that you always felt bad for me on the physical part, and it's like, it's okay, Teresa, I'll get through it. I'll get through it. The headaches and the nausea and the so many headaches. And people ask me about downloads, what they mean. And not everybody's going to have all these type of headaches and stuff, but we do have some kind of headaches, you know.
We do.
And, you know, the thing is I remember being in bed at 12 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and going to sleep so they could finish downloading so I wouldn't feel it. And then I'd be up again at night remembering what happened and why they did what they did. And then sometimes not remembering a darn thing, and I couldn't sleep after that. And, you know, it's okay. But, you know, the one thing that I learned, and society talks about, we have to be thin, we have to eat a certain way, we have to do this, we have to do that. All these commercials and doctors and everything, right? If we listen to the divine, the God creator, and listen to our divine sources and, you know, our guides, anything, I call them the sources, guides, angels, whatever. And if I had listened to them where it was surrender, you'll be okay. You can drink and eat what you're doing. You'll be okay. I might have not gained this 40 pounds.
That's true. A lot of times when you don't hear that inner voice, so you don't hear those who are guiding you, you do get set back down frequently to relearn the lesson or to rehear it. I mean, all for your own good, of course, but sometimes we stand on our own, our other foot. You know, that was a really key learning, I know, for me as I watched you go through it. And, you know, I've gone through a little bit of it myself, as I know many others have too.
Right,
so it's really helpful to share all this.
So the one thing I want to go to is the mental effect. And I want to talk about that a little bit. That mental effect that it had on me, there is no way to explain it that isn't a nice way. So I'm going to start off with this. During this year, since October to about, 3 days before Christmas, I don't know how many times I told my husband to leave and get out. I was like, I wanted to be left alone. I didn't want my husband around me. I didn't want my son around me. And I don't know why I even said it to get out. There was no reason for it. I was in just so much pain. But then I realized why I was doing it was because of all the core issues that had to be healed. Here's one of the reasons I kept telling him to get out. He was my husband in a past life. And he left me. When I mean left me, he died and transitioned off the planet. And it was such a pain that they showed it to me again. And I had remembered it, but a long time ago, but I didn't realize it was such a core issue that he left me. So my reasoning to say, this is my house, I want you out numerous times, was because I was afraid he was going to leave me again. It was just fear. And in this lifetime, I'm going to say it right now, there is no room for fear. Fear should not exist in any of us. Because otherwise you bring it back. Do you remember that, Teresa?
Oh, I do. You know, and I think a lot of times when you're angry at something, very angry, there's always a fear base to it, isn't there? When you dig down and start looking at those issues, it's really just because we're afraid.
And it was. I was afraid. And my big thing was he would die and leave me again. I would reach over at night just to see if he was breathing and he was there. You know, and once I got through that, then that part stopped. And, of course, I had to explain to him why I was doing this. And he'd say, I married you for a lifetime. I'm not leaving. I'm not going nowhere. You're a little exhausting right now. You're irritating me. And his words are much stronger than that, as you well know. And he said, I didn't marry you for a good time. I married you for a long time. And when he said that to me, I realized he was understanding everything I was going through. Mm-hmm. And it was hard. It was so hard to see the pain that I put him through. But he kept coming back and saying, okay, how was your day? Are you okay? You know, he comes home and he finds me in bed at 4:30 and dinner's done. Everything's done for him. And he goes, what time did you go to bed? I said, oh, I mean, it's just about 4:30. But my bedroom is like my solitude room for me, right? Where I can just sit there and forget about things for a little bit and rest my mind, because it goes like 90 miles an hour, what I'm doing now, this new life path, and I'm trying to calm it down. And like I told everybody, keep your tongue off the top of your mouth. And as many people know, I wear dentures, and even your tongue, the vibration of your tongue can go through the acrylic of the dentures. Did you know that?
Yes. I know that now, but I didn't know that before I met you. We've had a lot of experiences with your teeth.
Oh, yes,
and we've learned a lot. Oh, yeah. So what other things, Bree, did you do to, like, really cope with this? I know you get so much input from so many, and it's, I mean, such a gift, right? But you still have to, you know, be mental about it and sort through it all. How'd you do all that?
When I couldn't ground, would take very hot baths. Very hot baths. I put Epsom salts in there, rose oil, whatever I could put in there. And then there was times that I would just go to bed and sleep for a couple hours so I could cope with it. And then in sleep state, obviously the Ascended Masters and everybody were working with me. And then I got up and I said, okay, I can cope with it. But then there was times I would have to just watch a TV show, anything to get my mind off of it, so I could let them do the rewiring in me, working on my DNA, all the stuff to calm it down. And it took all this, a year for it to calm down. Mm-hmm. And when I
remember remember often that we would have to do something totally different than working on your spiritual side, just to give your mind something else to focus on, like go out and garden or plant some flowers. Or go shopping with me.
Right. Oh, yeah. Shopping was a good way to get me off of that.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But make sure you're in your body when you're shopping. I'm going to tell you that, guys, now.
Yes.
We learned one day, didn't we?
We did. For another show.
Yeah, that's for another show, another day. The mental part, I think, was the hardest part. And then that's when I realized the little girl in me was there and how wounded she was. She was so wounded. I've talked, as you heard me talk last year on the show, about as a child being molested and raped, and I thought I had taken care of all of that, and I found out I didn't. And I had to like hold her again. And I was laying in bed and meditating one day, right? And she came to me, and I just held her. And I said, it's okay. It's okay. We're fine now. Well, she finally left. And I don't know if she's with my mom or wherever she's at, like I had said on last week. But, you know, she's happy. She's healed. And she's gone. And she's where she's supposed to be. And now I'm where I'm supposed to be. So the core issue of the little girl left. Does that make sense to you, Teresa?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't realize that they need to work on their inner child, because there's so much hurt that your mind says you're okay, but your heart really isn't okay.
No.
And that's really the key to getting through to the other side, isn't it? It's to do that healing so that you really can calm down and you can hear input from your higher self and others.
Right. And the one you brought up, the higher self, there's several layers to the higher self. And so the one thing I want to say to people, and you know, I should say people, our listeners, that, you know, which higher self are you talking to? Are you talking to the one that you are now, or the one that you're ascending to? Or are you talking to that little girl's higher self? You know, because there's so many. And it's so important you listen to the higher self. So important.
Yes.
Don't you agree with that?
Oh, I do. I don't know how you would heal without that, because where do you start? You know, where would you start? I mean, how would you tell someone when they're hurting? How do you collect your mental thoughts on that and begin to heal? I was very lucky. I had you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very grateful.
Thank you so much for saying that. You know, I think that the one thing that I journaled for a while, and it was going so fast through my mind that I went ahead and started typing it all up. And I couldn't even keep up with my fingers, you know, on the keyboard. And sometimes people will see my postings, I have to go back and correct it because I'm typing so fast, it's coming, the message is coming so through so fast. But, you know, and, you know, we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes. But, you know, listening to that higher self. But the one, I remember what I want to say. So I have one ego left in my body. And we usually have two egos, one in the body, one in the mind. Make sure you get those egos out of your body. I sent mine just a little bit to my car. Get way away from you when you're working in the spiritual world and you're trying to meditate, you're trying to do anything, because the ego likes to play tricks on us sometimes, right? We can't live without the one ego. We cannot. But if you have it out while you're making these very important decisions about your life, it will be okay. You know, then you're able to have a clear mind. So, you know, I want people to understand is you can live for hours without the ego in the body. So as I'm doing the show, and when I leave to go take a hot bath, when I'm done with the show, the ego's going to stay out in my car for a while. She, you know, she can listen to the music, turn on the radio, whatever she wants to do. You know,
I sent my ego out to play in the backyard with the dog. So, and that
there you go.
Too.
That puppy needs that ego.
Right. Oh, yes.
You know, and different things. That's one thing I want to talk about. Why you're brought up the puppies. You know, we all know I have six Shih Tzus and my bigger dog, right? And if it wasn't for my animals at times, you know, Sebastian, the bigger Shih Tzu, right? With long hair, that's very sensitive. He would come to me a lot and Bouncer. You know, he's a little black and white fat Shih Tzu that's way bigger than what they should be. And he's like, Mom, you're in bed. I want to come up there. Help me up, because they're, you know, the bed's too high for them. And that helped me through a lot, was holding my animals. And with my animals, I felt the freedom to cry, because I don't like people seeing me cry in front of anybody, which, you know, Teresa. But, you know, with my animals, I could cry. My husband said to me one time, stop crying, quit dwelling on it, it's going to be okay. And, you know, when you hear that enough, you know, my dad would say, oh, quit crying like a little girl. You know, and I was little though, you know, I was in grade school, right? And you learn, you get programmed not to cry. Well, that happened with me. And now, when I really got to cry, and it happened at Christmas time, and it was a present from my husband, and I cried and cried and cried, and it felt so good. I was finally able to get it out. And this is when the last of the last happened, 3 days before Christmas, and I finally got out and came and seen you. And I was like, I could cry. And so, you know, on the mental effect there, now I can cry. I don't like to that much, but I do. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the emotional effect. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington. A full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, the more I talk about this, the easier it's getting. I'm going to tell you, the first show, I thought I was going to cry the whole time. This show, in the beginning I was. And now we're at segment 3, and I'm going, I can talk about it with no problem now. Pretty cool, huh, Teresa?
It is very cool. Come a long way, Bree.
I'm telling you, it was like, I was so nervous about these two shows, and now I just want to put my notes away and let's just talk. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me because I threw mine okay. away before the show started. I never could stick to notes anyway.
Yeah. Well, I was sticking to what segments I want to talk about, but let's just go for this. You know, when all this was going on and, you know, I have an 18-year-old son, well, 19 now, a 19-year-old son that's a handful, but he's getting better. And all the things that were happening, I thought, you know, how much more emotionally can I take of this? And then I thought, you know, he has his own journey he's living right now. And you know my son very well, right?
Yes.
And it's like, he needs to do his journey just like the rest of us has had to do our journey. And eventually his will turn into a life path also. You know, everybody will be on this life path. You know, and the one thing I want to tell everybody, the one thing, there's an essence that is of Mother Mary and Master Jesus and all the ascended masters and different guides and Lord Lantos and everybody, right? That can be, that's in everyone. you just have to tune into it. You know, I, with my life path now is a little bit different, but they can bring messages through you and energy through you if you're just willing to say yes. Saying yes is a big deal, and surrender. But you have to be really pure at heart of what you're saying. I was given some advice earlier today, and I so appreciate the advice that was given by a beautiful woman and one of the angels that I just admire. And I'm not going to mention what was all said, but I took the advice very seriously because I had just been thinking about it yesterday. How am I going to do all this and stay in alignment with what I've agreed to do? You know, am I going to let everybody else be, you know, be in charge of me? No. Bree needs to be Bree. Where we all try to please people. And I just want to please the God Creator and Master Jesus and Divine Mother Mary right now, and the other ascended masters that come through me when the time is right. You know what I mean, Teresa? It's like,
I
don't worry about it no more.
You shouldn't, because one of the easiest ways to please the Creator is to honor yourself.
Right, and that's one of your, that's one of the universal laws.
Yeah, you honor yourself first, which allows you to really operate at your best. And you and I talked about this, how important this learning is about what you think, you know, to run it through your mind's eye and then down through your throat and into your heart center, you know,
right,
before you speak or before you take action. If we all did that, think of the emotional turmoil we could avoid by just doing that. What a key learning for me out of that.
Well, thank you. When I learned how to do that, and I started bringing all my thoughts down through the crown, you know, they're already in the crown chakra, right? And bringing them down to the mind's eye, going down the throat chakra, through past the thymus, into the heart chakra. If it does not feel good in your heart chakra, please don't do it. Even if you're angry, do not do that. It's the worst thing you can do. I am really surprised that, and I have to just be very blunt about this, that my husband stuck this out with me. Most men would have left. And that's really hard for me to say, because I'm lucky he stayed. You saw it. You heard, you know, there's time, well, you didn't see it, but you saw, you heard. I would tell you, I told him to get out again. I did it again. I don't know why I'm doing it. And we found out, of course, why, you know, I've already mentioned it. But I'm so lucky my husband stayed with me.
Mm-hmm. He's a good soul.
He is. And he's a very kind soul. You know, and now he's on his journey, and eventually his life path will be happening, and I'm really excited about it, you know, for everything that has happened. And, you know, being a clear channel for the Divine Mother Mary and Master Jesus now, which totally surprised me about that one, Master Jesus, I was surprised on that, but... You know, I'm like, I can do this. I surrender. I can do this, and I will do what you ask of me.
And sometimes it's just taking one day, and maybe in that day it's 1 hour at a time, and you do get through it because you're so much stronger than you think that you are. And look at all this help that you have, and we're never alone.
No.
And it's very exciting to be able to... to share all this enlightenment with people. It just doesn't get any better, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, when I think about all the things that I had to go through and how we changed my business cards even. They're soft, mm-hmm. they're flowing. They have a really pretty pink flower on it. My clothes are changing to what I thought I would never wear. You know, different things, all these different things that are changing. And I don't look like, you know, I'm not dressed. I never dress like a 58-year-old woman. You know that, right? I have to have my ripped jeans and everything. So that's not going to change. But just different things, from furniture to the painting of my house to just what I do. And even my, you know, we talked about the jewelry before. The jewelry and what I'm doing for me. And it all has to be of the Divine Mother and, you know, and Master Jesus and other ascended masters. And we only got a couple more minutes for break, so I'm going to finish this real quick out. You know, Saint Germain has been coming a lot to me lately. And I'm just like going, thank you. Thank you. You didn't leave me after all the yelling I even did at him. You know, and everybody's going to go, who's going to yell Ascended Master? Well, I did. You know, who's going to yell at the God Creator? I did. But they don't listen to that. They know we're going through pain or we're going through suffering, and we're going to go ahead and, you know, handle it. It's going to be fine. You know, I look at my desk. And I've got this beautiful Herkimer diamond sitting here on my desk, right? Where a lot of people go, oh, you should have this and that and everything, right? And I looked at that I was a raw diamond in the coal, having coal all around me, right? And they had to chip away at the coal to get to the raw diamond, to be able to do that. I had to be completely raw for them to be able to do this, strip everything from me, so I would be able to be a clear channel. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
So we talked really seriously about the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. We've talked about last week, we talked about everything I went through when I was I'm glad I didn't cry through the whole show and the beginning of this show, but I'm going to talk about some fun stuff now. Bree Gibbs and Judy Kelly present Healing Together in Oneness. I am so excited about this. So I was going to go down and see her in January. And then we decided to put this small event together, and it's on February 17, 2018. Welcome to the Spiritual Family. Nah, I just lost my spot. Welcome to a Spiritual Family. Today of healing, a day of love to support you and a life path that is unfolding in 2018. The Sacred Heart event features Judy Kelly and myself. At 11:15, an opening prayer. Then Judy and myself will answer some questions, remembering who you are and suggestions on how to love yourself. We're going to talk about other spiritual topics. We're going to talk about walk-ins. We're going to touch upon that to help people understand, because ascended masters are walking in your higher selves, the very high part of the higher self. I would say the one with the crown. They're coming, they're walking in, and they're staying in us. You know, all these things are happening right now. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to talk for about 45 minutes to an hour after the prayer. And then I'm going to start 20-minute sessions, Judy and I, on healing, the I Am Presence, Ascended Masters, et cetera, will come in. And we're going to be perfectly guided. And with me, it's going to be Divine Mother Mary and Master Jesus that will be doing the healing work. I will just be the conduit for them. That is all healers are. We are the conduit. And, you know, it's going to be fun. So we've got it. It's a call to healing, bringing all of our gifts. It's a love donation. Starts at 11 a.m., ends at 8 p.m., one day only. Location, the Marriott Shadow Ridge One, the Village's Lakeview Banquet Room in Palm Desert, California. And if you have any questions, you can email me at www.drbreegibbs.com. You also can get a hold of Judy Kelly, and that's www.judycalli.com. And, you know, we had it where we were pre-registering everyone. You know, just show up. Show up in your jeans. Show up. Nobody's getting all fancy about this. We're just being ourselves. We're there to help heal and guide you. And Teresa will be there, and Dr. Cheryl will be there, taking, you know, helping you guys find seating, whatever we have to do. But it's going to be a fun event, Teresa. I can't wait.
Oh, it is going to be a fun event. It's going to be great. I think it's just going to be really nice to connect with people and to have your new healing techniques and energies and story just in front of so many more people. And the weather is good, too.
Right. And you know, it's fun. We got friends of ours are coming from Arizona.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Coming. And I have other friends from different parts of California that are coming. And it's like, okay, you know, it's just they're coming from different areas. You know, people are carpooling together and they know this is a one time event where I'm doing a love donation only. But, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going, you know, it's going to be, there's going to be other events we're doing. And, you know, I'm just going to say it right now. I'm going to get ready to do an event in Auburn, not very far away from now. It's going to be soon. So when that gets up, I will let everybody know. It'll be on my event board. It'll be on TTR. It's going to be advertising all over, but it will be in Auburn. And the same healing and work I'm going to be doing in Palm Desert will be done here. We're going to have fun.
Oh, yes. We're looking forward to it.
It is going to be
fun. Did
you
announce the date on February 17th?
Yes, I did. I made sure I did that.
Just a reminder to everybody. There's room for everybody.
There is room for everybody. We have enough chairs. We have enough room. I took one of the bigger event rooms, so we could go ahead and do that. Right, Teresa?
Yep, we can. We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. It's all about the divine. And, you know, if you don't think you're a divine being, I got to say this. Teresa, I'm sorry, but I have to say this. If you do not think that you are a divine being, you are wrong. All of us are divine beings in one way or the other. You may not remember your past lives. You may have been told information that you did things wrong on another type thing, right? But you know what? I did some things that were wrong in lifetimes. I did some horrible things, but I'm still a divine being. You know, people talk about people that are in prison or in jail, and I'm going, what gives it a right to judge them? You don't know their life, what their life has been like. You don't have a right to say anything. There is no room for judgment either. So
that's so true. You know, that kind of reminds me, Bree, of a comment my husband always shares with me. I don't know if it was really ever attributed to Abraham Lincoln or not, but it says, I don't like this person very well. I think I need to get to know them better. And that is so true once you take the time, because underneath, we're really all the same. We all want the same thing.
Have you ever thought about, we start reading a book and we get like quarter way through and go, oh, I don't like this book.
Yep.
And then wait a minute, you didn't read the book all the way to the end to like it.
That's right. And sometimes there's a real message in there for you too, and you just have to search it out and be open for it.
Right. That's very true. So, you know, we got 3 minutes till the end of the show, and I am so grateful to Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful to senior producer Linda, that has had to deal with a lot of my stuff, and Jessica, and now Carter, and Kim, that does a lot of the graphic effects and everything, that made all the beautiful banners and everything. But you know, there's a special person that I got to talk about for a minute. You know, I just got 2 minutes till the end of the show, so here we go. Linda, I love you, and I'm not going to quit bugging you. So anyway, everybody, get excited for this event. I'm excited. I'm feeling much better since the beginning of this show. I released a lot of my own fear about it. And now that it's released, you know, and I don't know if it was fear. I'm going to say it was fear. You know, I was so nervous, and now I'm not. So this event and the one I'm going to do in Auburn will be the next one. And every event, there's going to be a special message. So when I do your healings, it's one thing I want you to know. Everybody gets a message, whether it be Divine Mother or Master Jesus. A special message comes through. And if there's anything I can do in the meantime, you can Skype me, you can find me on TTR, you can Google me, and I will be more than glad. I'll give you a phone number real quick, 253-392-545. Oh, wait, I got that mixed up. I got two phone numbers. 253-392-7026. You can catch me on that number. Again, 253-392-7026. You can call me or find me at my website, drbreegibbs.com or TTR. It's all on there. And I will see you all next week. Goddess blessings.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs each week, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs today. For more information about Dr. Bree or Silver Valley Radio, visit drbreegibbs.com. That's drbreegibbs.com. And we'll see you next time.